My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stretch Ron of Grant and Danny, the exclusive sponsor of this show, is the law firm Condori and Murad. They'll guide you and your family in the right direction, helping you to draft a will, set up a trust, or create a health care power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. You can get a discount. kmlawyers.com. At the end of this segment, at the end of the show, we're going to give away Caps 50 Fest tickets. Third Eye Blind is performing. It's an awesome performance and show to celebrate 50 years of Caps hockey. So make sure you're listening at the end of this segment if you want those. We are less than a week away. In fact, we're about 5 days away from flying to Cincinnati. Danny, myself, Darius headed to Ohio, first Kentucky and also Indiana, but eventually Ohio.
We're in all three.
It's so funny. Someone said to me today, they're like, were you doing a bit that you're going to do your show from Indiana and stay in Kentucky and go to the game in Ohio? And I said, no, not at all. And like me, this person, I guess, just didn't know how the geography worked of Indiana is the sleeper there. I would not have had that in the office pool that Indiana connects basically right to Cincinnati, but also to Kentucky. But yeah. We're going to be broadcasting from Tom's Watch Bar. Our old friend Tom Daly runs a casino in Indiana. So we're going to see him. We're going to do the show from there. We're going to stay in a hotel in Kentucky with our buddies Condori and Murad. We're footing the bill for the whole trip and taking good care of us and cannot wait to go hang out and watch football with those guys. And then we're going to be at the game in Cincinnati as the Commanders stun the National Football League, Danny. The story in the NFL on Tuesday is going to be that kid, Jaden Daniels, and how he played and how good the Commanders are.
So I knew about the Kentucky part of it because I have family on my dad's side that's, you know, outside of Cincinnati, but they live 100% in Kentucky.
That's
so
the Kentucky Rouillets.
Yeah, I've always known about that. The Indiana part really snuck up on me. I'm with you on that one.
You had no fire?
I mean, I guess in general, I could have, like, filled in the map. Oh, Indiana touches it. I didn't know that Cincinnati's nestled right up in there. I didn't know that Cincinnati was playing fast and loose with that border, too. I knew they were right there on Kentucky. I knew that.
I'm just going to prepare people to over. You're going to overhear me on the day we're doing the show in Indiana talking about how we're in one state then and we'll be in another state later.
Yep.
Like the guy who says good morning when it's like 12:07 a.m. or happy new year at like 12:01 on January 1st. Yeah. That unfunny guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do a lot of we're going to be driving cross state here. It's like a 9-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we about?
It's no different than here. You know, it's like three states just or three municipalities just kind of in
it. I guess that's true. I mean, I was in Virginia initially, and then I got to D.C., and if I wanted to, I could go home through Maryland. D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Just, I don't know why. It feels different. It's just, it's Indiana seems like a place I've never been. It's really far away from Kentucky.
Because I've been to South Bend. I've been to... Why am I blanking? For God's sakes.
South Bend?
I had somewhere else in there in Indiana too that I've been to. That's not important.
Indianapolis.
For God's sakes, I couldn't remember the name of this. It has all the same letters in it, even. And then you had Annapolis. Yeah, I've been to several places. And at no time was someone like, you know what's right over here is Ohio. Never one time has that happened when I was in Indiana. So I didn't know about that. I didn't know that Cincinnati was flirting with Indiana like that. I didn't realize how close it was.
Am I wrong, Darius? How are you on planes? You're good or nervous? Am I thinking of somebody else? Are you a guy that's weird on planes or no?
It's funny you bring that up. I'm somewhere in between because I don't have much flying experience. I've probably flown under 6 total times in my life.
So do you accidentally break a lot of the rules that are the norms of flying? Like, are you standing up as soon as we land before everyone moves? Okay.
No, I'm more nervous and do what I'm supposed to be told kind of guy on the plane. Sometimes intrusive thoughts like terrible things happening to the plane will take over my head.
Make
at some
sure
point,
you share but, those with those around you.
You know,
it's good protocol. Yeah. I mean, like, what are you referencing exactly,
dude?
That's a joke. I'm kidding. Come on.
Unfortunately, I've watched Final Destination too many times.
There you go. That's good.
I won't send you a video of the turbulence on a flight that I saw on my Instagram feed.
Please don't.
Yesterday, I didn't even know this could happen. Have you ever seen any of those?
Yeah.
I will not be watching them this week, I'll tell you. But there was this video it was like over the Rocky Mountains or something, and everyone on the airplane is screaming because it's like a roller coaster.
It's not fun.
What do they call it? Essing a brick, I think.
Matt Essing a brick.
Would I wake up is the question.
No.
You know how I sleep on planes?
Well, I was going to say, I hope you don't want to talk to Grant on the plane and get any logistics
settled. If you're nervous or you need a buddy, wake me up. I'm your guy. But you will have to wake me up because if I've sat down on an airplane and that little motor's going and that air is kicking, it's like an oscillating fan in my bedroom. Uh-huh. It gets me in a good place.
I think that's why you asked, because the last time we did ride, when we came back from spring training, you asked me, like, do you sleep on planes? I was like, I can't because I overthink the whole time.
Well, it's also Grant doesn't know. Even if he's flown with you, he doesn't know what you do on planes because he's asleep. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like one of those, how's Darius on a plane? I wouldn't know. Didn't you fly next to him? Yeah, but I'm asleep before everyone boards.
You think it's shtick. I think.
I've never seen anything like it.
I'm terrible at falling asleep in real life. My wife hates it. I lay in my bed on my phone forever. Partially my own problem. Like, it's not like I'm laying there trying to fall asleep with my eyes closed. But I'm always on my phone or checking something or just too busy. But on an airplane, there is a peace to that. No one can bother you. No one can get to you. You're up in the air. There's nothing you got to do. You don't need to respond to an email. You're not worried about missing a call. My kids, my wife, like, I don't need to do anything. It's just me. And there's something to that. That it's just this freedom of your boy's about to sleep.
Peace.
What's super weird, though, as you know, is the idea of sleeping in public is one of my greatest fears.
And that's pretty public. There's a lot of people there.
Extremely.
That you don't know.
It's the epitome of hypocrisy.
I've never understood this dichotomy, by the way.
Like, I could not, if you gave me a couch in a room somewhere in this building that no one ever goes into, that you have to get through like 4 guarded doors to get back to my room where the couch is. I couldn't sleep for fear that someone might find me there and open the door and see me.
And see you sleeping. Who cares if they see you sleeping?
But there's something about me sitting up that makes it okay.
It's more respectful.
I don't know why. It's like I'm not actually, it's not a real sleep. It's just my eyes are closed kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't. I was just blinking.
Well, I'm that guy definitely. When someone calls me and I've been asleep, I'm like, hey man, were you asleep? Why do I lie? I don't know. I will never answer yes. No, not at all. What do you mean? Why would I be asleep? And someone's like, because it's 3 in the morning, dude. And like, no, I was wide awake. I was sitting here. Like, I get so embarrassed with the idea that someone might know
someone
that I was
might
sleeping.
Know that you've slept.
Yeah.
Like, I've known you for, it's about 16 years we've known each other. You've still never admitted to me that you've gone to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, it's to that level.
You mean number one?
No, nope.
I've done that.
No, nope. You've thrown fastballs. You refuse to acknowledge. You've never shaken to a curveball once. Like, you'll be gone for minutes at a time, and everybody can do the math. We've seen you under the stall, like your shoes.
You've never seen me under the
stall.
We've
100% seen you. I yelled your name, and you cursed at me. You said you talked in a way that I've never heard you speak me before. It was harsh. It was mean. Because I said, hey, Grant, you go, you must, and it was like real, and it was like anger.
What's your bag check situation?
I don't know.
I think we got to minimize what we're bringing.
Yeah.
To me, let's try not to do any kind of checking bags. I think we do like a book bag. It's a two-nighter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Sunday, Monday? Yeah.
Yeah, but you need your hanging bag for the nice clothes.
Not bringing nice clothes, obviously. Jeans, they can put into... I think this is a book bag situation or duffel. I think I'm going to go duffel.
We also got to bring the Comrex Ryan, too.
I mean, of course. Yeah. So now we're checking something. Yeah, never mind.
To that.
Yeah, exactly. So if we're checking something, I'm just going to bring two suitcases because we already got to check it anyway.
Yeah, and your hanging bag.
Not going to do a hanging bag. Cannot wait to see what you put together, though. Little Peacock and Rouye over there has got a... Are you going to have a pocket square?
A pocket square? I mean, listen, I haven't specifically checked on all the locales where we're going.
Yeah.
But I'll be damned if I'll be underdressed. If that's what you're saying.
You're not going to be... It's six dudes going to sports bars. So I don't think you have to worry about
that. Well,
these
are adults, mind you. So we're not just going to some sports bar where it's like...
I will say, Kia can dress.
He's sharp.
Now, I'm sure all the dudes can dress. I don't know. But I've seen, like, he looks like a dude who's
He's, like, handsome. You know what I mean?
He looks like a movie star on a Netflix show. And he's, like, always wearing a suit with, like, all kinds of different colored shirts.
He's like, you know what happened is the second button just got unbuttoned. I don't know how it happened. Anyway, okay. Hey, girl.
All right. Well, I'm going to wear a polo shirt or button-down shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do more than that,
nice.
Be our guest.
Yeah, bring your hanging bag and have, like, a nice slacks and... Couple blazers.
Let's look at the standings here. 2-0 and 0-2 teams. Get a little feel for what we think. How good are they? Buffalo Bills at 2-0, sustainable division champion, in my opinion. I love Buffalo.
Buffalo's real. They're going to struggle. And struggle is not the right word, but they're going to have to go through it a little bit. They're going to win some pushing contests. They'll win some games that maybe they shouldn't, like they did in week one, where Josh Allen is just a hero. Right now, he might be the best player in the league.
Remember, the Dolphins were probably their stiffest competitor. Tua got placed on IR today. Mm-hmm. He's going to miss at least four games. I'll take the over on that. He is apparently not considering retirement and is expected to return, it sounds like, this season, or at least he thinks he's going to. We'll see if the Dolphins agree to those terms. But I think Miami is no longer really a legitimate threat in the division. So now it's just the Jets.
Yeah.
The Jets have not looked that good.
If the Jets get going, maybe they're a threat, but it's Buffalo's division.
AFC North, lone 2-0 team is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Their quarterback is Justin Fields. They have not been able to throw the ball that well. Honestly, there are some major shades of the Commanders with them. The difference being their defense is great.
Yeah.
But they've run the ball really well. Their quarterback has made a lot of plays with his feet. They've made just enough plays in the passing game. But here's the comp to Washington. They won one of their games with 6 field goals and no touchdowns. Sound familiar? And they won their second game with 1 touchdown. So they're 2-0, but I do not buy them. You know, I'm not as high on the Ravens as everybody else this season. They're 0-2. I'm not just saying that now. I said that coming into the year. I still like Cincinnati a lot. I think Baltimore is going to be a good team. I would say the Bengals, if they win on Monday night against Washington, I would still take to win that division.
Yeah, Pittsburgh is fraudulent in the sense that their offense is wretched, but this is what they do. This is the most Steelers-y thing possible. Is to win a game where they've scored one offensive touchdown. They've only given up one. That defense is unbelievable. Giving up the second fewest points in the NFL behind the Chargers, who have played two hot garbage teams. But Pittsburgh's defense is great.
Too reactionary to say that the North is not as good as we thought. Steelers are 2-0. The Browns 1-1. The Bengals and Ravens have both not won.
It's not reactionary because Cleveland hasn't been particularly good either. I know they won this past week against Jacksonville, playing great
18-13 Jacksonville.
But yeah, them and Pittsburgh are the same team. They're both. It's an 8-win team with no offense and a bad quarterback situation, but great defenses. So what? They'll be a pain in the butt to play, but they're not going anywhere. Cincinnati and Baltimore being 0-4 is pretty stunning.
Yeah, good point. All right, AFC South, the Texans are who we thought they were. They're 2-0. Everybody else in the South is 0-2. Stop me if you've heard this story before, Rouye. The Titans, the Jaguars, and the Colts. A combined 0-6 at this point. Tennessee, I'm not surprised by. Levis has really struggled. Jacksonville, I am surprised by. Lawrence hasn't played well. They got some issues. The Colts are 0-2 despite playing really well in week one and losing to Houston. But Anthony Richardson's turning the ball over. It's kind of like highlight reel play or not particularly good for him.
Yep.
Right now, he's very, very young. Didn't play a lot last year. I think he's played a career 6 games now. For the Colts, the Texans are just head and shoulders better than those other teams.
Texans are for real. I thought the Colts would challenge them. You saw that in week one, but week two, you saw the bad, kind of the ugly side, as you mentioned, of rolling with Anthony Richardson. Long term, I'm still in. I'm excited about it. I want to see where it goes, but there are going to be some roller coaster rides, and that was certainly one this past weekend with all the turnovers.
That was a terrible loss for the Colts because they were playing the Packers without Jordan Love with Malik Willis at quarterback, and you knew all they can do is run the ball, and then they ran it for 260 and beat him. Hard to figure that one
not
out.
Not great, Bob.
AFC West, two undefeateds. Chiefs, not surprising. Chargers, I'd say very surprising. What's interesting about LA is that in addition to being 2-0, they have a pretty legitimate chance to get to 3-0 this weekend. They play the Steelers. So one of those teams is going to be a very surprising 3-win, 0-loss team going into week 4. Obviously, the Chiefs are for real. They still will win the division.
Do you think so?
That's funny. That's a good bet. Will you buy in on the Chargers yet or no?
So
they beat the Raiders 22-10, who have beat the Ravens, and then they destroyed the Panthers, who are the worst team in the league.
Yeah, 1AA team. It depends on what we mean by buy. Like, do I think they're going to have a much better season than last year? Yes.
10-win wild card.
Do
team.
I think they could do what you just said? Yeah, I do. You harvest a couple nuts here. If you end up 3-0, you can be under 500 the rest of the way and be a postseason team. Like, I think they're this, right? They're going to play ground and pound. Dobbins isn't going for 200 yards a week on you know, 7 carries as he's done for the first couple of games. But I think they're going to play this style, maybe win a game or two that you don't think they will, and end up with 9 or 10 wins. So
I
do buy it.
If they're 4-1 through 5, I will buy them to win 10 games. Their next 3 games to get there, they play the Steelers, the Chiefs, and the Broncos. If they win 2 of 3, just
which
handle
they easily
your business.
Could, right?
Absolutely. Handle your business against Pittsburgh and Denver, even if you lose to the Chiefs, which is almost a certainty, then you're still 4-1. And the schedule doesn't get a whole lot easier after that, but you've built yourself some nice headway, as you said. You've harvested those nuts. All right, let's get to the NFC then. Grant and Danny taking a look at the unbeatens in the NFL, seeing who we buy in on. The Minnesota Vikings are the only undefeated team in the NFC North where the Lions, Bears, and Packers are all 1-1. Sam Darnold's played well. Kevin O'Connell's the front runner for Coach of the Year right now. They dominated the Giants 28-6, and then they got a pretty quality win.
Yeah.
Against the 49ers, albeit a banged-up San Francisco team, short week traveling cross-country.
I'm not buying them, and it's probably not fair. Because what they've turned in through 2 weeks, you couldn't be better than that, right? You beat up on a bad team, you did what you're supposed to do, and you beat a really good team. That I know is a bit more vulnerable than they might be otherwise, but that ain't your fault. That was really, really impressive what they did. I can't do a Sam Darnold leads a team to the postseason in a tough division thing yet. I think it's a 2 nice weeks. I'm selling in the sense that I think they kind of come back to the pack here, and that's Detroit's division.
The NFC South was supposed to be the worst division in football. There are 2 teams that are 2-0 in the Bucs, who have a quality win over the Lions, and the Saints, who just destroyed the Cowboys. Very, very surprising starts for both teams. I will buy Tampa, a playoff team last year that beat the Eagles by 23 in the postseason. Brought most of those guys back. It seems like Baker Mayfield is still playing at a high level despite Dave Canales leaving. So that answers a big question there. New Orleans, I'm not ready to buy just yet. Again, when one of your wins is against the Panthers, that's a little deflating to me. I think what they did against the Cowboys was an unbelievable message. And normally, when you start playing this well on offense, like, you're pretty good. It's not like they're winning 7-10, you know, 10-7, and
they're Steelers-ing.
And 13-3. I mean, they have scored on every possession. My guy Clint Kubiak, Shanahan disciple, in New Orleans making some sweet music.
That's why I'm buying them. Again, not to be a Super Bowl contender or, you know, a team that's really going to, you know, host an NFC title game or something like that, but they're way better than I thought. I thought Dennis Allen was getting fired after week 7. The opposite is happening. They've scored the 3rd most points through 2 weeks of any team in history. So that's way different than I thought. So I'm buying them as legitimate. They're going to be around. And same with Tampa. Really, really impressive through 2 weeks. I know beating Washington isn't that big a deal, but going on the road and beating Detroit, now I'm kind of going, wait a minute, let me reevaluate what I saw previously. That's a pretty decent group down there.
I had Dennis Allen as the first coach getting fired, so I have been wrong on the Saints. The Seahawks are 2-0. I don't think they're for real. They have topped the Broncos in a 1-possession game and the Patriots in a field goal game. They get the Dolphins this week without Tua, so they're going to be 3-0. Then they play the Lions. I think they lose that game. But then they've got the Giants. Again, it's not who you play, it's when you play them. They play San Francisco before they get healthy in a couple of weeks as well. They're getting some good bounces. My guess is they end up going over 500. I just don't think they're that good.
Yeah, so this all depends on how we're defining it, right? Because that's why I pegged them as a playoff team, simply because their schedule is going to be pretty easy.
Let's get to Survivor on a Tuesday. You guys have been voting all day long. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Which commander's getting sent home? Who's getting immunity? It is time to find out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Last week, you booted Emmanuel Forbes after a week one loss to the Bucks, and Brian Robinson was elected immune, so he is safe in week two. Not that he needs to be. He was great. So let's find out how you voted today. We will start with immunity for week three and the matchup with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Your kicker of the week, Austin Seibert, has been selected to receive immunity. He will not be able to be voted off next week. Congratulations to Austin Seibert for securing immunity.
Kickers need a little love, too.
Mm-hmm.
He goes 0-2 this week. We call that a Cade York around here. He will still be on the island a week from now. Went from not on the team to the voted immune player this week, which is hilarious. But he made all seven field goals. Well-deserved. Ryan, that means you're delivering the bad news. Whose playbook are you taking?
So, over my years of counting who's being booted off the island, I have never had this many players get voted. 10 different players were voted to be booted off, but there is a winner. Deami Brown has been booted off the island. He is gone.
Deami?
Wow. Deami.
He had a first down catch on an RPO.
He did. Sam Cosmi was right behind him as well.
Sam Cosmi is going to be one of the last guys standing. But you know what? You get two false starts in the red zone, people get a little irritable.
People notice.
I think the Deami Brown one's a little lifetime achievement award. What do you think?
It is. But also, I may add this. The third one, Jonathan Allen. People are getting fed up with Jonathan Allen.
They
want a little something from the D tackles. Wow. So plenty of blame to go around. All right, fellas. We appreciate that. Some good voting done throughout the day. Remember, facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Go add the page and be our friend. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, we want your friendship.
All right. We want your friendship, and we need your votes or something like that. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get you ready for Nats baseball. Starting lineups, pitching matchups presented by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, no mestiment. TheWindowMan.com or their Fairfax showroom.
Behind Mitchell Parker. When we go pitch, Mitch Parker. Betting first, playing shortstop. See? Abrams betting second in left field, the James Wood. Betting third at third base, Jose Tena. Betting fourth, your DH Juan Yepez. Betting fifth at second base, Luis Garcia Jr. Betting sixth, doing the catching, K-Bear Ruiz. Betting seventh in right field, Dylan Cruz. Betting eighth at first base, Joey Gallo. Betting ninth in center field, your guy, my guy, our guy. That's Jacob Young.
Over the last two seasons, the Nationals have used just 10 starting pitchers, the fewest in Major League Baseball over that span. the development of Mitch Parker, Jake Irvin proving durable the last couple of years, a big, big reason why. Let's get to your Nats game day weather presented by Pepco. Storm season's here. We know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. Show meteorologist Darris Dameron.
It may be dreary and rainy here in D.C., but the Nats are in New York where they are taking on the Mets. It is going to be 71 degrees at first pitch, mostly cloudy, but not a chance of precipitation throughout the night. Should dip into the high 60s as the game progresses.
Love that. We have been promising to give away tickets to the Caps 50 Fest, so let's do that right now on G&D. Congratulations to caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to win tickets to the 50 Fest for the Caps. 50 Fest is featuring Third Eye Blind. Celebrate the Caps' 50th anniversary Thursday, October 10th, next month at Capital One Arena. The festival will have over 60 alumni in attendance. The Caps' current roster will be there. Photo ops, entertainment, a concert by Third Eye Blind, and more. Tickets are only $19.74 to commemorate 50 years. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. What do you got on the slate tonight, Danny?
Playing some pickup hoops, little Tuesday night hoops action, which will be interesting.
Danny Ruey.
Hooper.
Basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Predict your stat line.
2 for 10, 1 tantrum, a couple turnovers, and some lazy defense.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Deshaun Stevenson.
Let's go.
Lock him down on defense.
Let's go.
For Darris.
I said lazy, didn't I? Lazy defense.
And Ryan. And Danny. I'm Grant saying so long. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.